Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 16th April 2021. Top stories for today. With more than 367,000 cases, Malaysia is now at the 45th spot in the list of 216 countries affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Health Director General Tan Sri Noor Hisham Abdullah warned that the UK variant and South African variant can spread faster. Senior Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob and Health Minister Dato Sri Dr. Adam Baba recently expressed their concern over the probability of a resurgence of infections. Sarawak Police Commissioner Dato ID Ismail confirmed today that another 295 trainees at the Police Training Centre at Borneo Heights have contracted COVID-19. The EMCO has been enforced in the centre beginning today until 29th April. Deputy Inspector General of Police Dato Sri Akril Sani Abdullah Sani said police will be calling in the producer and actors suspected to be involved in the viral video. He said the content of the Hari Raya Idol Fitri themed video clip promoting online gambling was clearly against the law. A report has been lodged to investigate the origins of the video. On the international front, India's daily COVID-19 infections continue to rise to more than 217,000 over the last 24 hours. Hospitals in the capital New Delhi have been hit hard, and at the Loknayak Jai Prakash Narayan Hospital, one of India's largest COVID-only facilities with more than 1,500 beds, unrelated patients are sharing beds while bodies of the recently deceased lie outside the ward waiting to be taken to the mortuary. Similarly, in Brazil, hospitals were running out of drugs needed to sedate COVID-19 patients, with the government urgently seeking to import supplies amid reports of the seriously ill being tied down and intubated without effective sedatives. More Brazilians are dying of the virus each day than anywhere else in the world, with South America's largest country reporting more than 3,500 deaths on Thursday. Meanwhile, after gifting and selling millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses abroad, India now finds itself short of shots as new infections rise. Factors including delays by India and COVAX in placing firm orders, a lack of investment in production, raw material shortages, and underestimating the coronavirus surge at home had contributed to vaccine shortages. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.